Yivam Yerushalmi, correspondence to Yivam Asbabli, Daf Peches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. At the beginning of the new Perek Ka'isha Shehalach, that's the 10th Perek. Ka'isha Shehalach Baal Lamedes Hayam, Bo Va'amula Meis Baalich, Benises Achakach Baal Baila. If a woman's husband went overseas and they remained, one witness told her that he died, if she remarried, means had Mesuin, and her husband returned, the following fines apply. Say it's mizer, mizer, usicha get mizer, mizer, ena lo tsuba, velo perus, velo mazonis, velo blois, alzer, va alzer, genotla, mizer, mizer, tachzon. She may not remain with either man, she needs a get from both men. She does not receive from either man a tsuba, nor perus of her property, nor food, nor belais, which is compensation for depreciation or remnants of her property. If she took, she must return them. Vlad mamza mizer mizer loze vze metamila loze vze zakoin lebmitziyasa lebmasiyoder lebhasos nidoya. If she has a child from either man, is mamza. If she died, neither husband becomes tamei for her. If he's a kohen, neither receives her mitziyos, means hefker objects that she finds, or her earnings. Neither may annul her vows. Haisa vashison nisla minakahuna vas levi minamasa vas koyim minatruma. If she's a Bas Yisoh, she's disqualified from Kohuna. If she's a Bas Levi, she's disqualified from Maisa. If she's a Bas Kohen, she's disqualified from Truma. Ein Yoshav Shelzeh, Vali Yoshav Shelzeh, Yoshav Niksibosa, Meisu, Echav Shelzeh, Echav Shelzeh, Cholzeh, Vali Yabmim. The heirs of either husband do not inherit a Ksuba. If the husbands die, the brothers do Chalitza, but not Yibim. The Gemara says, Kama, Kama the Tame Tamon, Mafishin, Oisan, Shlosha Hadoshim, Shemim, Ubo, Oisain, Yimai Kutan, Oisle, Ule, Ruyus, Eled, Machzun, Oisam, Yad, Bama, Af, Hachakain. You may ask, just like you say there in the early Mishnah, we separate them from their husbands for 3 months, lest they're pregnant, and if they were minors, who are not proper to give birth, we return them immediately. Also here, we should say this. Shnihi, Tamon, Shem, Shachirim, Hitu, Bohen. The answer is, there's different because others made them heir. Well, here did others not deceive them. The answer is, it's a sign against her that she will check well that her husband really died before she remarries. Then we should sign her, I mean forbid her to the second husband and not to the first because he's blameless. Yochanan answered, this is due to the scent of Elva, means that she looks like she is an Ashes Ish who was intentionally adulterous. If she returns to her husband, people will think that the relations does not forbid her to her husband. If so, she should not eat a get from the second. Nihi, she needs lay der heta. And says, no, it's different here than Znus because she married him in what looked like a permitted way. People know that there was a testimony that her husband died. They assume it was true. We don't want them to think that she leaves her second husband without a get. Shmuel answers, means people who know that her husband is alive and see her remarry say that perhaps her husband sent her a get from overseas. Chagai asked Rizera from the Mishnah Gimel here, if witnesses told her that her husband died and she became a Kodeshes, and later her husband returned, she may return to them, to him. If you say that perhaps her husband sent her a get from overseas, she should be forbidden to return to him. The answer is the Mishnah is like Rizera ben Kippa, who said that if a divorcee remarried and was widowed or divorced from the latter husband, if it was from Eusin, means the latter, she's permitted to return to her first husband. The Gemara asks, does the Beis Ben Kippa not agree that if the latter gave her get to her, he disqualified her from Kohuna? That mission teaches that even if the latter gave a get to her, she's permitted to Kohuna. Rabban the Kisoin b'shem Rivila kadei levarer isuray shel rishi. Rabban the Kisoin quoting Rivila gave another answer, which is that she needs a get from a second in order to clarify her issa to the first. If he divorced her, she remarried and was divorced again, she's forbidden to the first due to the case of Machzig Ushosei, of remarrying his ex-wife after she married someone else. And this is only when she had Nisuin with the second. Al-Kadoin v'yodas shehi eshefish. Al-Aisa yodas shehi eshefish. She'sei v'heida katana she'esia avia. She'sei gdila v'alocha v'esia v'alocha v'esia ezatzma. Until now, we discuss one who knew that she's an eshefish. If she did not know that she's an eshefish, what's the case? It's a minor whose father married her off and her husband left her, and she matured and married herself off. What's the law? Does she need a get? Rila answered that we learn from what was taught there in Bavel that all Arayas who married do not need a get, except for Eshes Ish, who remarried according to a ruling of Beis Din. Yus says even Achas Ishtoi, his wife's sister, and Eshes Achiv, and his brother's wife. Shnihi Taman, Ben Shi Yodath, Ben Sheni Yodath, Achalo Shnia, Ben Shi Yodath, Ben Sheni Yodath. There, in Eshes Achiv, his brother's wife, is there any difference between a woman who knows and a woman who does not know? Surely they're the same. The Yavim decides whether or not to do Yavim. So here, Eshes Ish, there's no difference between a woman who knows and a woman who does not know.